بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما جهزهم بجهازهم جعل السقاية في رحل أخيه ثم أذن مؤذن أيتها العير إنكم لسارقون.
Verse number 70. So when Yusuf instructed his servants to load the camels of his brothers with food, he put the measuring bowl of the king, which the food was measured for those who came to get provisions, into the bag of his full brother, without their knowledge, in order to have him stay with him. When they were to travel and return back to their family, a caller called after them, saying that they, with their camels loaded with provisions, were thieves.
قالوا وأقبلوا عليهم ماذا تفقدون.
Verse number 71. The brothers of Yusuf, turning towards the person calling after them and his companions who were with him, asked what they were missing that made them accuse them of stealing.
قالوا نفقد صواع الملك ولمن جاء به حمل بعير وأنا به زعيم.
Verse number 72. The caller and his companions, who were with him, said to the brothers of Yusuf that they were missing the bowl of the king, which they measured with. However, produce the bowl of the king before the inspection would get a reward, which would be a camel load, and the speaker guaranteed this to whoever did so.
قالوا تالله لقد علمتم ما جئنا لنفسد في الأرض وما كنا سارقين.
Verse number 73. The brothers of Yusuf swore by Allah that those accusing them knew they were free of blame and innocent of this, as they could see from their situation, and that they had not come to the land of Egypt to cause corruption in it, and that they had never been thieves.
قالوا فما جزاؤه إن كنتم كاذبين.
Verse number 74. The caller and his companions asked what the punishment for theft among them was, in case they should be proved to be liars in their claim that they were innocent of the theft.
قالوا جزاؤه من وجد في رحله فهو جزاؤه كذلك نجزي الظالمين.
Verse number 75. Yusuf's brothers said that the payment for any thief among them was that the person in whose bags the stolen item was found would become the slave of whoever he stole from. The punishment of being made into a slave is the way they punished thieves.
فَبَدَأَ بِأَوْعِيَتِهِمْ قَبْلَ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَخْرَجَهَا مِنْ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ كَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفَ مَا كَانَ لِيَأْخُذَ أَخَاهُ فِي دِينِ الْمَلِكِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَنْ نَشَاءُ وفوق كل ذي علم عليم.
Verse number 76. So they returned them to Yusuf to inspect their bags. He started by inspecting the bags of his half-brothers before inspecting the bag of his full brother, to cover up what he was doing. Then he inspected the bag of his full brother and took the bowl of the king out of it. As Allah planned things for Yusuf by arranging to have the bowel put into the bag of his brother, He also arranged for the benefit of Yusuf that his brothers would be given the punishment of their country, which was the enslavement of the thief. This would not have come to pass if it had been according to the punishment of the king for thieves, which was beating and fining. Allah is able to arrange matters in whatever way He wills. He raises the ranks of those of His servants, whom He wills, as He raised the rank of Yusuf. Above every possessor of knowledge is someone more knowledgeable than them, and above the knowledge of everyone is the knowledge of Allah, who knows all things.
يسرق فقد سرق أخ له من قبل فأسرها يوسف في نفسه ولم يبدها لهم قال أنتم شر مكانا والله أعلم بما تصفون.
Verse number 77. The brothers of Yusuf said that if he had stolen, it was not surprising, since a full brother of his had stolen before he had, meaning Yusuf, peace be upon him. Yusuf hid his hurt at what they said, thinking to himself that their envy and the bad actions they had committed were evil itself in this context, and Allah knew best the lies that came from them.
أيها العزيز إن له أبا شيخا كبيرا فخذ أحدنا مكانه إنا نراك من المحسنين.
Verse number 78. Yusuf's brother told him that their father was old and elderly and loved their brother dearly. They asked him to take one of them instead of him, saying that they saw he was a doer of good in his dealings with them and others, and they asked him to be generous with them by doing this. Beneficial points. 1. A trick which makes the truth apparent is permissible as long as it does not harm others. 2. It is permissible for someone who is searching for something or who has lost something to offer a reward specifying its worth and description for whoever helps them to return it.
قال معاذ الله أن نأخذ إلا من وجدنا متاعنا عنده إنا إذا لظالمون.
Verse number 79. Yusuf asked for protection from Allah that they should wrong someone innocent with the sin of a wrongdoer. If they took someone other than the person in whose bag they found the bowel of the king, then they would be wrongdoers, because they would be punishing someone who was innocent and letting a criminal go free.
ما استيئسوا منه خلقوا نجيا قال كبيرهم ألم تعلموا أن أباكم قد أخذ عليكم موثقا من الله ومن قبل ما فرطتم في يوسف فلن أبرح الأرض حتى يأذن لي أبي أو يحكم الله لي وهو خير الحاكمين.
Verse number 80. When they despaired of Yusuf responding to their request, they went away from the people to consult with each other. Their oldest brother asked them if they remembered that their father had taken a firm promise in the name of Allah from them that they would return his son to him, unless they were completely overwhelmed by what they were unable to repel, and that before that they had failed with regards of Yusuf, and had not kept their promise to their father concerning him. He said that he would not leave the land of Egypt until his father permitted him to return to him, or Allah decreed that he take his brother back. Allah is the best of judges, judging with truth and justice.
ارجعوا إلى أبيكم فقولوا يا أبانا إن ابنك سرق وما شهدنا إلا بما علمنا وما شهدنا إلا بما علمنا وما كنا للغيب حافظين.
Verse number 81. The oldest brother told them to return to their father and tell him that his son had stolen, and the minister of Egypt had taken him as a slave as a punishment for his theft, and that they only related to him what they knew from seeing the bowel produced from his bag. They did not know that he stole things, and if they had known this, they would not have made a promise to their father to return him.
واسأل القرية التي كنا فيها والعير التي أقبلنا فيها وإنا لصادقون.
Verse number 82. In order to confirm that they were telling the truth, the brothers told their father to ask the people of the town where they had been, and to ask the people of the caravan they had come with, and that these people would tell him the same thing as they had. They said they were telling the truth in what they told him about his son's theft.
قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل عسى الله أن يأتيني بهم جميعا إنه هو العليم الحكيم.
Verse number 83. Their father told that the matter was not as they said with regards to him having stolen. Rather, their souls made deception in this attractive to them, as they had been deceptive about their brother Yusuf before. He said, "My patience is of a beautiful type, which directs complaints to Allah alone." He said that perhaps Allah would return Yusuf, his full brother and their oldest brother altogether. He, glory be to him, knew Yaqub's situation and was wise in the way he arranged everything for him.
وتولى عنهم وقال يا أسفا على يوسف وبيضت عيناه من الحزن فهو كظيم.
Verse number 84. He pulled away, turning from them, saying, "Oh, my grief for Yusuf! The blackness of his eyes had become white out of his great mourning for him, because he was filled with grief and sorrow, yet hiding his grief from the people."
قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ تَفْتَأُ تَذْكُرُ يُوسُفَ حَتَّى تَكُونَ حَرَضًا أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْهَالِكِينَ.
Verse number 85. The brothers of Yusuf said to the father, swearing by Allah, that he would not stop remembering Yusuf and grieving over him until he became very ill or actually died.
قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Verse number 86. Their father said to them that he only complained to Allah of the grief and sorrow that occurred to him, and that he knew of the kindness and generosity of Allah, and his response to those who were in need, and his reward for those who suffered, which they did not know. Beneficial points. 1. It is not permissible to take an innocent person for the crime of someone else. Another person cannot take the place of the criminal. 2. Patience, that is, of a beautiful type, is one where complaints are directed to Allah alone. 3. The believer should have absolute certainty that Allah will release him from his distress.